Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Sorry we're a little late with this, but we've got your Lust Academy coming up. Alright, Grim, I just wake up and... what time is it? It must be early morning. Or late at night. Oh, Haley, so nice waking up with a girl I love. Which one? You got like 80 that you love. Just thinking about it makes me smile. Grim, why are you awake? Shh. Go back to sleep, babe. It's the middle of the night. Oh, are you all right? Yeah, I'm okay. I just woke up. You can't sleep? Any troubling thoughts? How can I be bothered with thoughts when I'm with you? Don't worry. And you look so cute when you sleep, you can't even imagine. Hey, were you watching me sleep? I admit, it's a sin of mine, a guilty pleasure, I'd say. Well, let's go back to sleep. We have to rest up, right? You know, I should probably get going. What do you mean? It's Lily. She'll definitely notice if I stay here. I can't lie, and I can't tell the truth either. So I have to be back before she wakes up. I'm sad that you're leaving, but if it's that important to you, then maybe that's the right thing to do. Sweet dreams, Grim. You too, cutie. Next morning. Oh, Grim, I was just thinking of you. Hi, Gabby. Was it good thinking or bad thinking? Depends on you. Sit. We've got time before the lesson begins. Well, I guess it's good when a beautiful girl thinks of you. It was mainly about the resurrection ritual. Okay, still good even when a beautiful goth girl thinks of you. I'm not even close to the goth. You're just trying to make me blush. Me? Never. It's almost as if you're trying to distract me. Well, yes, that was one of the objectives, actually, but... beautiful, intelligent, and a great fighter. Stop flirting. That's not gonna work on me. Oh, I see. Damn it, Grim, be serious. I spent what felt like a lifetime in the library over the past few days. Fine, your wish is my command. So what did you find? It's easier than I thought. After all, we have an example of immortal beings right before our eyes. What are you talking about? I know one vampire in Dale, but only one, and beings is plural. A real vampire? Never met him. No need to tell Gabe that it's not him, I suppose. But anyway, it's impossible to turn an already dead person into a vampire. Point taken. So, who are you talking about? Our foundresses, they are not strictly alive, but they are absolutely not dead. Well, Leona was one of the most alive persons I knew. They are alive thanks to the Academy. But the main toll of that immortality was the spell that bound their souls here. You can't just imagine how amazing that is. You just can't imagine how amazing that is, Grim. Jacob was from Crowhive, and I am too. Do you know what that means? Not really. What? I'm the closest person he had, and most suitable for this mission. So you want us to find that spell and bind his soul? We? Hell yeah. I knew you'd come along. I'm not sure that having your soul bound on Earth is good. It's like he'll never get to rest, but maybe that's what Jacob would have wanted. Okay, but do you know where to look? Let's say I've got a few leads, but I'd like some help. I'm not a bookworm, you know. Could I have a helping hand? Someone said solid and confident, just so I don't feel alone? Excuse me. Someone solid and confident, just so I don't feel alone. Solid and confident? Now you're flirting with me. Maybe a little. Is that bad? Let's just say that came as a surprise. I thought it was Adarin's specialty to persuade anyone of anything. Didn't I tell you that during the allocation I was literally torn between Crowhive and the Adarin? That explains everything. Heck, if she had it going on the same way I did, I'd like to see it. Anyway, the lesson is about to begin, so promise me we'll go to the library together. Sure, I promise. I'll talk to you when I have time. Attention, class. We have a special lesson today. The topic? Ghosts and spirits. One goes, woo, and the other one just makes you go, woo-hoo! This must be Arthur's recommendation. It'll help us find Salazar's apprentice. As you all know, I specialize in combative magic. Today's topic is usually taught as a part of Defense Against the Dark Arts courses. The headmaster personally asked me to give this little lecture for the first year students. The thing is, we've noticed that freshmen react to ghosts very strangely. One of your classmates didn't even show up to my lesson because he was scared of a ghost in the main hall. Nonsense! Who is she talking about? Ghosts have always been a presence in this academy. Cordell Academy is their home as well as to the rest of us here. However, a protective barrier divides our realms. You can thank the founders who cast it, in order to ensure the safety of many future generations of students to come. Well, I'm glad it's there. As you may guess, this barrier renders any paranormal activity harmless to all wizards within these walls. We can still hear and see them, which means we can effortlessly communicate with them. But it also means this, they cannot physically hurt you. Yes, Gabriella, please. I'm sorry, miss, but some ghosts are pretty rude and aggressive. At first sight, you wouldn't say they're harmless. Even if a ghost acts regressive, remain calm. It can't hurt you. To be more precise, it can't do anything to you at all. Remember that. The best action is to ignore them. If you ignore them, they won't bother you. Do what I told you and you'll be fine. And please, stop panicking. Class is dismissed, you may all leave. Man, this lesson was boring. Were you expecting something more? They said in the last class, one of Victoria's blouse buttons came undone. You could see her bra. Too bad I missed it. Yeah. So what? After what I've seen, it's nothing. Well, maybe we'll get lucky today. Hey guys, I think I know why Victoria mentioned ghosts all of a sudden. Yeah? Out with it. Guys from Martindon told me that something crazy happens at night in the main hall. What kind of crazy? They've been hearing a woman crying at night for several days now. It's a cry for help, and no matter how hard they look, they can't find her. Sounds interesting. Maybe it's not even a ghost. Oh, come on. All for a story? Probably just ghosts fooling around. Let's get to class. I don't know. What if it's something else? It wasn't there before. Just go there and check. In the middle of the night, obviously. No. Even after Victoria's lesson, I still don't believe ghosts are totally harmless. You'll never make me go alone to the main hall at night. What is going on there when everyone is asleep? Maybe I should check it out. Yeah, I'll go check it out. Yo, Grim, if you want to make it to the next class, catch up. Yeah, give me a minute. I gotta think. Strange, I've been in the main hall so many times and I never heard anything like that. I'll have to go there again, but at midnight. In the meantime, I'd like to rest. Maybe I should skip the next lesson? Yeah, I'd rather walk around campus. Guys, I changed my mind. I'm not going to class. I'm gonna take a walk. Alright, bro, see you later then. Yo, Samantha. Good evening, Grim. Listen, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while. Did Ashley call you? How's she doing? Samantha? It's been a while since I've seen her this lost. Hey, babe, is everything okay? Yeah, good, I'm good. It's painful to look at her. Maybe I should have stayed out of this topic. Be honest with me, please. Okay, maybe I should tell you something. Something? Baby, I want to know everything. I don't know anything about Ashley. She's completely cut me off. And Olivia? I just got a call from her. She said that Don's in the hospital. Shit, something serious? It's not clear yet. He had a heart attack and they had to call an ambulance. Oh my god, it must be really hard for you. Can't say that Don and I were close, but yeah, I'm worried. It's not that bad, but still, it's just... I know exactly what's causing Olivia's hysteria and Don's attacks. It's Ashley. I'm not saying we've always been best friends, but at least she picked up the phone when I called her. What? Really? She didn't block me. I should be thankful for that, at least. Yeah, it's bad. It doesn't look like a simple grudge anymore. Ashley, why are you so stubborn? It's just, I feel like it's a dead end. My parents believe that since I'm the only one who knows what happened, I have to keep in touch with her in any way I can. Mom is always complaining about how everything's changed. Every time she ends up crying. Poor Samantha. Listen, Grim, I know both my parents' weaknesses. Don't think you're the only one who sees them. Well, I'm blinded by unconditional love for them. I don't think that, just... We all know it's not like that. I can see perfectly when they act selfish. Or get a little rough. But you know, when I see how much they suffer after losing their daughter, it really changes my opinion of them. They know nothing about Ashley's new life. Nothing at all. Just think about what the whole situation must look like to them. Yeah. Ashley even blocked them on Lustagram, you know? And I feel so bad when I said last time I saw her. I was so mean. And now she's out there all alone in a completely foreign world. It's a pretty stressful situation for all of us. She needs someone close to her. After losing everything the way she did, it creates this void. So why doesn't she just want to talk, at least on the phone? Is her pride more important than her own sister? I'm thinking, maybe we could talk to Arthur and try to get her address? And then what, just show up out of the blue? What if she just kicks you out? As sad as it sounds, knowing Ashley's personality, and what if Ashley was pretty nice to me the last time I saw her? We weren't really fighting. Why can't I go see Ashley and Dale? Especially since I promised Arthur and Jacob I'd keep an eye on her. There's just a lot going on right now, so I've kind of forgotten about it. Sam, I can visit Dale and check on Ashley for you. Really? Are you serious right now? Yeah, why not? She's no stranger to me. What if she needs help and we don't even know about it? God, Grim, that would be great. You don't have to spend all your weekends on Ashley. But if you get a chance to talk to her, even just a little bit, see how she's settled in and find out if she's doing well. The problem is I have no idea where she is. Actually, I might just know how to find her. If I'm not mistaken, Arthur asked Jacob to put Ashley in the Daily Lee apartments. I'm sure that's where I'll find her. What, really? You didn't say this before. I didn't know where to start at. Yeah, sorry about that. I should have told you. Anyway, thank you so much, Grim. After an hour listening to Olivia's tantrum, I just feel devastated. And Dawn, you need to rest. Baby, maybe a nap would help a lot. Why don't you go to your room and relax? Oh, I don't know. I'm so worried I can't even sleep. Sam, dear, you have nothing to worry about anymore. Everything will be fine. You need to recover, okay? Yeah, you're probably right. My head really hurts. Thank you so much, Grim. Why, I haven't done anything yet. At least for the willingness to help, it's already something. And I really appreciate it, Grim. Call me if you need anything. I'll definitely pick up the phone, I promise. Bye-bye. I was lucky to run into Samantha. We had a great talk. Now I know how deeply she's worried about Ashley. But I don't really have time for the rest now. It's almost midnight. I need to talk to Leona about possible heirs of Raven's Seal. If I want to have a chance to save Frida, yeah, I'd better be going. Whoa, I can't believe it. The rumors are true after all. Somehow she doesn't scare me at all. Hello? Is the girl pretending she can't hear me? That's not a good start. Hey! I'm sorry, are you talking to me? Yeah, who else? You can see me? For real? Kinda, yeah. I can hear you loud and clear. I can even hear you loud and clear. Are you surprised? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Grim, you've answered my plea. Boy, please, you have to help me. You are my last hope. I swear I had no idea that anything like this would happen to me. It fell out and I could do nothing. I'm desperate. What's going on? Wait. Calm down and tell me everything from the beginning, okay? What's your name, by the way? Phew, you're right, I'm sorry. My name's Penny. What's yours? Grim, nice to meet you. Penny, I'd be happy to do whatever I can to help a beautiful ghost girl. Ghost girl? No, I'm not a ghost, at least not yet. What are you, then? Listen, Grim, what I do is travel between worlds in search of magical artifacts. Have you heard of Salazar Hudson? No, not really. Are you serious? He's a legend. Mr. Hudson is one of the most powerful astral magicians in the wizardry world. I'm truly grateful to be his apprentice. Salazar entrusted me to find the demon oil, an extremely rare ingredient, which is used for a special astral projection technique. After spending countless days wandering between worlds, I finally managed to find it. It was getting late, and I decided to spend the night in the forest in my tent. I was about to go to sleep, but I wanted to hold my long-sought item one more time. I was relishing this moment. I imagined Salazar's face when he'd see the bottle in my hands. But the aroma coming from the demon oil was so alluring that I couldn't resist it. I popped open the lid, and I swear I was on cloud nine for a minute, before waves of pleasure began pushing and pulling me back into my body. I didn't even notice how the bottle fell out. It seems that the demon oil's fumes were a strong sedative, so I fell into a deep sleep. My astral presence left my physical body, and I knew something was wrong. No matter how many times I tried to re-enter my physical form, it didn't work. I couldn't even find it. The connection with my mortal body was severed. I came here to the academy. Believe me, I've been screaming for help for the last couple of days, hoping to meet another astral magician, but nobody could see me. I'd almost given up until you came along. Excuse me, and until you came along. Can you even imagine what it feels like? It's so crazy. Now I'm a bit confused. Now I can see her if I'm not an astral magician. Okay, I'll ask about it later. Well, I am. I'm totally shocked. To be honest, I don't even know if I can help you. But there has to be something we can do, right? Well, I have a theory. The deeper you go through the levels of the astral realm, the greater the chance to reach the place where your physical body lies. Each astral level includes connections to the other levels. You mean that if you immerse yourself deeper into the astral world, then you'll have a chance to locate your body? Exactly. After that, we still need to reseal the bottle of demon oil. Then I can break free of the trance and return to my body. Only if my theory is right, of course. Let's call it a plan. Yeah, but I've never moved between astral levels before. It's very serious. Nobody knows what's within. It could be anything. At the same time, if I understand correctly, there's no other way for us. For us? Grim, are you going to come with me? Do I even have a chance? There's always a choice. Come on, I'm only kidding. You said it's very dangerous to go deeper. How can I leave you alone after hearing that? After four hands are always better than two, right? Phew, you don't know how much I appreciate this. There's only one thing I don't understand. Yes? As far as I know, I'm not an astral magician, so why can't I see you? That's not possible. You must have the ability to use astral magic. There's no other way. It can't be taught, Grim. It's an innate ability. I should tell you that it's not a very common gift. If you know how to use it, then it will obviously work to your advantage sooner or later. Are there more hidden talents that I don't know I possess? Let's get back to business. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience? No, none at all. Look, you need to sit in a comfortable position and relax. Try not to think of anything, okay? I've done this before. Right, I have only about a million thoughts racing through my head. No biggie, just empty your mind. Exactly, right? Allow your thoughts to flow naturally. Animum volt decipi ergo decipiator. Vis, vis, vis. Is something supposed to happen? Are you sure we're doing everything right? Because I can barely feel. Animus volt decepti ergo decipiatori. Vis, vis, vis. Wow, he's out. Did I pass out? Whoa, I've never felt like this before. So light and free. Penny? Oh my god, we did it. Wait, is that really what my hair looks like from the back? Grim, you're doing really great. I thought you'd need a couple of tries to get it right. How does it feel? It's the most amazing feeling in the world. I can't believe that I'm literally floating in space. In fact, I'm a little envious of you having the opportunity to experience for the first time. So, what's the plan? You need a few minutes to get used to these new sensations, and we'll go on an adventure. And what should I do now? Relax and leave it to me. That's what I'm good at, hee hee. The only thing you have to do now is keep eye contact with me. Don't look away and don't blink. Are you ready? Yes, I... Magna Virtus Nox Exultet. Well, that was weird. Where are we? It's a whole other astral level. And Hal, please let me concentrate. I think I feel something. Yes, finally. Whoa, what a relief. What? It's the first time in days I felt a connection with my body. Too weak to know exactly where it is, but still. We have to keep moving, Grim. We're on the right track. By the way, Penny, I wanted to ask you something. Since you're an astral magician, quite talented, I could even say, and as it turns out, I have astral magic abilities, perhaps you could teach me a thing or two? Because now I can only use them to see you. But I'm sure that that's not all I could do with them, right? Sure, Grim, no problem. It is the least I can do for you, hee hee. Let's get back to this right after we find my body, okay? Do you smell that? That sharp but sweet scent? Yes, what is it? The flowers? I'm not sure, but I don't like it at all. Staying here any longer can be dangerous for us. I suggest we get out of here as soon as possible. Just a reminder, any damage you take while you're in your astral body also affects your physical body. That's actually not true. But in this game, it is. So, I trust your hunches more than mine. Is it just me, or did the location shift completely? I didn't even notice it at first. Don't worry, it's absolutely normal in the astral realm. Without realizing it, we've moved to another level. The connection is getting stronger and stronger. It's not that my body is somewhere... I'm sure that my body is somewhere close to here. And the smell... it's getting pretty bad. It's time to move on or we might not be able to leave. Yeah, I'm getting dizzy from it. We'd better hurry up. Ugh, she has such gentle eyes. They look amazing even without the actual physical form. Heh, I never thought I'd be attracted to ghost girls. Not ghost girls, I mean astral girls. Ugh, never mind. I think we're finally ready, Grim. Penny is so close. Even though she can't touch me, my heart skipped a beat. Hey, Grim, are you okay? Did you forget how to blink? What? Sorry, just lost the thought. Where are we this time? It's my tent. Oh my god, we did it, Grim. We found it. Do you see the demon oil fumes? I think that's the reason why I can't go back into my body. While helping me to immerse deeper into the astral realm, they prevent me from re-entering my physical form. I don't know how it works. It's the only theory that I have. If that's it, then someone has to put the lid back on the bottle. What are we waiting for, Penny? The sooner I get back into my own body, the sooner I can come back here to help you. Which is for the better, right? Oh, are you serious? You'll do this for me? We didn't come all this way to give up now. But how will you find this place? I think I know how to find it. This is where we perform the ritual with Samantha and Haley. It's not far up from the academy, and it won't take too long to get there. Sure, come here. I don't know what I'd do without you, Grim. You're so kind and sweet. I'll be waiting for you here, my hero. Ugh, it's so unusual to be back in my own body again. My head feels so heavy. Wait, what am I supposed to do now? Oh shit, Penny, I must help her. She's out there all alone. Penny! Thank God I found you. A little longer and I'd be getting worried. This smell is so strange. Intoxicating, isn't it? That's the word I was looking for. Make sure you capture every last drop, please. It's really important. Yeah, just like that. It's all over, Penny. You did it. I can't wait to go back into my body. Give me a second. Phew. So that's what it looks like. It's hard enough for me to believe that this is real. So that's how I knew that I was an astral magician. I was the happiest girl in the world, I swear. Her smile is so charming. You have such a pleasant voice, Penny. I could listen to you all night long. It's too bad that we don't have all night, Grim. Wait. What? Are you leaving? I have no choice. I've already stayed here longer than I should. One more day won't make any difference. Yeah, but I'm sure that my parents are obviously deeply worried about me. They're waiting for me, Grim. Don't forget that I'm here for a reason. I'm doing my job. I need to bring the bottle to Mr. Hudson as soon as possible. What about you promised to teach me how to use astral magic? I pray this won't be the last time we meet. I keep my promises, but it's just not a good time right now, okay? Yeah, sure, I understand. It's only... shh. Oh, wow. You're amazing, Penny. Whoa, your lip looks a little swollen. I'm really sorry for that, Grim. I wanted to know what they taste like, and... why are you apologizing? That kiss is probably the most wonderful one I've had. Even if we never see each other again, that let this last night be beautiful. Don't say that. I'll do anything to get back here again. One more time. Goodbye, my hero. I'll never forget your kindness. Best of luck to you, Penny. Why am I so sad? Naturally, I became very attached to her. Is that even possible? We've only known each other a few hours. Well, I can't do anything about it. Besides, that is not what I should be worrying about. I spent so much time helping Penny. I hope I can return to the academy before dawn and visit Leona in the Mystic Forest. I'd better hurry up. Hopefully, Leona's remembered a few details about Frida's descendants. We've no other leads left. If we don't find her soon, it may be too late. Hey, Leona! Grim, I'm so glad to see you. Have you come to ask about the owner of the Raven Seal? Of course, as we discussed. Hey, Gina! Could you come here, please? Just give me a second. I've been sitting here so long, I'm starting to lose my mind. I need to take a walk and freshen up. Oh, have we got company? Why didn't you warn me I'd have freshened up? Hello there, Grim. Hi, glad to see you full of energy again. Okay, who did you call me? You remember when I taught you how to keep the protection ritual going? I need to take a step back and talk to Grimm about Frida. Would you mind filling in for me? I know I fell into the clutches of the Overlord, Leona, but I'm still a founder of Cordale. Of course I can handle the protection ritual. You're welcome to a break. Thank you. I'll leave you to it then. Come on, we don't have much time. Shina looks confident, but she's not 100% recovered. The less time she keeps up the ritual for, the better for her health. I understand. Lead the way. There's a cozy little ledge here. As cozy as a place like this can get. Come on, it's not that bad. So let's just cut to the chase, alright? We once swore to each other that we would take our seals to the grave with us. They're too dangerous an artifact to pass down. So you're saying Frida's artifact isn't in her descendant's possession? I didn't quite say that. Frida really didn't want to agree to this vow. She spent her whole life studying magic. She wanted her descendants to continue her work with the seal, knowing how passionate Frida was about the power being with the knowledge. I have a feeling that she might have broken our oath. I think she secretly bequeathed the seal to one of her descendants. Frida had 3 children. If I were you, I'd try them first. Surely they may have surviving grandchildren or even children. We must find out where those living descendants are and get in touch with them. Alas, I can't remember the names of her children, let alone grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Maybe Frida has a family tree somewhere. She's a founder, after all. That's a good idea. You might surely find information like that in your library. Be sure to investigate it. That's a great idea. Thank you. Honestly, I think it's our last clue. For Frida's sake, I hope you're right. So do I. Even though realizing Gina made me feel better, I'm exhausted. It's terribly draining to uphold a barrier this strong for so long. So sorry you have to suffer so much to help the other founders. If you like, I can try to entertain you while you take your mind off things. Oh yes, that'd be just fine. But as long as I have to uphold the barrier, I don't have the strength. No matter how real I seem, I'm just a figment of Leona's soul. Right now, I don't even have enough power to materialize my body in your world. But when this is all over, we should definitely revisit this topic. I think we should go back. Gina can't uphold the barrier, for much longer. And here's another thing. If Frida's seal really belongs to one of her descendants now, it could put a target on their back. Especially as the Overlord's servants are trying to get their hands on the seals. Hell, I hadn't thought of that. I think you should talk to Arthur about it. He'll tell you what to do. I will, first thing in the morning. Good, that's all for today. Tomorrow is Saturday. It means the Academy meeting and traveling to Dale. I have to talk to Arthur before all that. I need to get some sleep, but I'll set my alarm for earlier than usual. Next morning. Alright, guys. So now we're on the Saturday, which means we're going to be going to the town of Dale. And there's going to be this little meeting first. But I know you guys are curious to see what Dale's up to in Season 2. So alright, guys. I'm out, and I'll see you next time for more Lust Academy on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.